Two independent senators have resigned from the upper house. Meantime, King's Counsel and opposition leader Ralph Thorne believes they have made an error in judgment. Prime Minister Mia Motley rebukes opposition claims of voters' list padding. Construction halts classes at Wesley Hall Jr.'s temporary school site, and a magnitude 7.6 earthquake triggers tsunami on Japan's northern coast. Two independent senators have resigned from the upper house. Starcom Network News has confirmed that attorney-at-law Monique Tate and economist Crystal Drakes have tendered their resignations following the succession of the appointing authority President Emerita Dame Sandra Mason. Speaking in an exclusive interview with Starcom Network News and referring to Section 36 of the Constitution, Ms. Tate explained the circumstances that led to her decision.
I was first appointed to the Honorable the Senate in 2018 by Her Excellency Dame Sandra Mason in her capacity as Governor General, and then again in 2022, this time in her capacity as President. Once it was confirmed earlier this year that Her Excellency's term of office would end on November 29th, 2025, I came to the conclusion that in the circumstances, it was the correct and appropriate things for me to do under the Constitution. So I tendered my resignation to Her Excellency the President prior to her departure from office. I will always be grateful to Dame Sandra for bestowing on me one of my life's great honors.
Former Senator Monique Tate, Ms. Drakes also sought to clarify the reason for her resignation.
I thought that it was appropriate to resign with the outgoing president to afford the incoming president, who is now the current president, the most honorable Colonel Jeffrey Bostic, the opportunity to choose his own independent senator. If he reappoints or does not reappoint, that is his purview, and it is his constitutional right to choose his own senator. And I thought that was the most appropriate thing for me to do at the time.
Former Senator Crystal Drakes. Meantime, in an immediate reaction, King's Counsel and opposition leader Ralph Thorne believes the former senators have acted in error.
The basis of the appointment of the independent senators is different from that of senators who are appointed respectively by the Prime Minister and the leader of the opposition. The President appoints senators in accordance with a constitutional prescription that they represent sectoral interests. It is not a personal nor political appointment, and it extends for the term of the Senate. That appointment does not end when the new president assumes office. With reference to senators appointed by the Prime Minister and the leader of the opposition, those appointments are personal and political, and those senators are therefore obliged by convention to place their appointments at the disposal of the Prime Minister or the leader of the opposition, where the holders of those offices change. This convention would not apply where the office holder of president changes.
King's Counsel and opposition leader Ralph Thorne. Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley has warned the opposition leader to desist from what she described as wild allegations that the government is attempting to pad the voters list. The Prime Minister was speaking last night following the nomination of Senator Gregory Nicholls as the Barbados Labour Party's candidate for St. Thomas ahead of the next general election. Ms. Motley said that if Mr. Thorne genuinely believes there has been any improprieties, he should seek legal recourse.
The General Secretary will tell you, as would the Chairman, that when we came to office in May 2018, the Chairman of the Boundaries Commission was a person nominated by the then Prime Minister Frondell Stewart. You have not heard me attack his character. You have not heard me attack any of the characters of any of the persons serving on that commission from either side. And we literally fell into line with them, recognizing that they may make some decisions that we didn't agree with, like Commonwealth citizens being prevented from voting when they clearly had the legal right so to do under the laws of Barbados, and that eventually this matter went all the way, I believe, to the Caribbean Court of Justice, and we were even in court election day. But that is what you do if you believe that there is either a disagreement or a problem.
Prime Minister Mia Motley in the Lunchtime Edition. Construction activity ahead of the Christmas vacation today forced the suspension of teaching at the Wesley Hall Junior's temporary location at the Lawrence Teagay Memorial School. Starcom Network's Rashawn Allen reports.
It was around 10 a.m. this morning that newly commenced construction works prompted several teachers to raise concerns about unsafe conditions on the compound. Educators say that the environment became unsuitable for teaching as construction activity disrupted classes throughout the morning. When Starcom Network News arrived on the location, some teachers had already left the compound in protest, insisting that the conditions were neither conducive to learning nor adequate for the safety of students and staff. The Barbados Union of Teachers has confirmed that it is investigating the matter. Rashawn Allen reporting for Starcom Network News.
A second form student at the Alexander School has been chosen to be among the Barbados Landship attending the 20th session of the UNESCO Intergovernmental Committee for Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage from the 8th to the 13th of December in New Delhi. Principal of the school, David McCarthy, made the surprise announcement at the Alexander School Speech Day this morning.
I also want to mention a young man who I alluded to further earlier, Jonathan Joseph Gittings. He's a very enthusiastic member of the Landship group here at the Alexandra School, and so impressed that he was selected to form a contingent of Landship members who will head off to New Delhi, India, later this week to represent at a UNESCO conference. What the young people say, we don't play here.
Principal of the Alexander School, David McCarthy. A magnitude 7.6 earthquake triggered a tsunami on Japan's northern coast. CNN's Hanako Montgomery reports from Tokyo.
Japan is very prone to natural disasters. Experiencing earthquakes is a part of daily life here in the country. But of course, this is an extremely stressful and fearful time for many people in Japan, as this was a very large earthquake. And we are getting tsunami warnings advised now for parts of northern Japan. Now, in terms of what the Japanese government will be doing now is to update the public about these tsunami warnings, whether waves will actually hit parts of the coast, how high these waves will be, and of course, damage. We haven't heard any reports yet of official damage, official reports of damage, but of course, this is a fear, especially given that this earthquake was so large and was felt in many, many places across Japan, including Tokyo, where I am.
Our top stories. Two independent senators have resigned from the upper house. Attorney Monique Tate and economist Crystal Drakes. Meantime, King's Counsel opposition leader Ralph Thorne believes they have made an error in judgment. Construction halts classes at Wesley Hall Junior's temporary school site, and a magnitude 7.6 earthquake triggers a tsunami on Japan's north coast. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.